Chapter 10. A Quarrel. Anna enjoyed the weekend. They arrived in London late on Friday evening and stayed at a big hotel. On Saturday they went shopping, and in the evening they went to a cinema. On Sunday they went to a park. They came back to Woodend on Sunday evening. It was the last Sunday in September. On Monday, Anna went to the shop. It was not so busy now. Summer was over. Most of the customers were villagers. It was a cold autumn. On Monday evening, Peter came to see Anna.
"Hello," said Anna. "Did you win on Saturday?"
"No," said Peter. "We didn't win, and I didn't play." Anna was surprised.
"You didn't play? Why not? What was wrong?"
"I didn't feel very well on Saturday morning. I stayed in Woodend. I was in the village all weekend." Anna's face was red. Her voice was quiet.
"Are you feeling better now?" she asked.
"No," said Peter. "And you know why." Anna tried to look surprised.
"Me?"
she said. "Oh, Anna," said Peter, "you know what's wrong. It's you and Dave Slayton."
"What do you mean, me and Dave Slayton?" said Anna quickly.
"You went away with him on Friday evening. Someone saw you in Dave's car." Anna tried to explain.
"Oh, it's nothing," she said. "Dave and I went..."
"Shut up," said Peter. "I don't want to know, Anna. Don't talk about it."
"But Peter," said Anna.
Peter didn't listen. "I know he's got a lot of money. He can take you to places. He's from a big city. I'm a poor village boy, Anna. But you must choose. You must choose between Dave and me. You can't have both of us."
"I know that, Peter," said Anna, "and I don't want both of you. But listen, Peter, I want to tell you about Dave. There's something very strange about him."
"Dave, Dave, Dave," Peter shouted. "You talk about him all the time. I don't want to hear his name again." Peter turned round and walked out of the room. He left Anna's house. Now Anna was alone. She was very unhappy. She wanted to talk to Peter. She wanted to tell him about Dave. She wanted to tell him about Greta Gordon and about Mike Bailey. But Peter had left her. Chapter 11. Arthur Reisman. It was October. It was cold and wet. Anna was not very busy at the shop. She was very unhappy. She was a different girl. She seemed older. She didn't go out much. She looked ill. Most of the villagers knew that Anna had quarrelled with Peter. They also knew that she had been to London with Dave. But no one was able to help Anna. She did not talk to anyone. Before, she had been a happy, smiling girl. Now she was sad and lonely. She went to the shop every day. She was waiting for another special customer. Anna did not wait long. It was the middle of the month. Anna was alone in the shop. It was almost lunchtime. A middle-aged gentleman came in. He was a big man with a very large moustache. He was well-dressed, and he was carrying a large briefcase.
"Good morning, miss," he said politely.
"Good morning, sir," said Anna. "Can I help you?"
Anna was very polite, too. She was interested in this man.
"I'm looking for Mr. David Slayton," said the man.
Anna smiled.
"Are you a salesman?" she asked.
She knew that he was not a salesman. He didn't look like a salesman. But she wanted to talk to the man. The man smiled.
"Yes, I am a salesman," he said.
That was not true. Anna knew that the man was lying. Then she said,
"Perhaps I can help you, sir. I usually speak to the salesman."
She looked at the man's case. It had the letters ARICS printed on it.
"Thank you," said the man very politely, "but I have a private appointment. I have come from London, and I must see Mr. Slayton."
"I'm sorry," said Anna. "He's very busy at the moment, but I'll tell him you're here. What's your name, please?"
The man smiled.
"Roberts," he said. "Arthur Roberts."
Anna went to the back of the shop.
Dave was coming down the stairs. "There's a man in the shop," said Anna. "He wants to speak to you."
"Thanks," said Dave, and he went to the front of the shop. "Good morning, Mr. Reisman," said Dave. "I'm pleased to meet you."
Anna listened. Reisman? The man's name was Reisman, not Roberts. What a liar!
The man did not look at Anna. "I'm pleased to meet you, Mr. Slayton," the man said.
"Please come with me," said Dave. Mr. Reisman followed Dave. They went into the special orders room. A minute later, Dave came out. He came to the front of the shop.
"It's lunchtime, Anna," he said. "You can go home now."
"Thanks, Dave," said Anna. "I'm going in a few moments."
Dave went back to the special orders room. Anna did not leave the shop. She waited. Anna wrote down the letters A-R-I-C-S. She understood A-R, Arthur Reisman, but she did not understand I-C-S. At 1:30, Anna heard noises. Mr. Reisman was leaving. Dave was talking.
"Thank you, Mr. Reisman," said Dave.
"And thank you," said Mr. Reisman. "You have helped me a lot."
"Good," said Dave. "Goodbye, Mr. Reisman. My assistant isn't in the shop, but you can open the door. Goodbye."
Dave went upstairs, and Mr. Reisman came into the front of the shop. Anna was sitting quietly in a corner.
"Oh," said Mr. Reisman, "I thought you'd gone home."
"No," she said, "I decided to have lunch in the shop today."
Anna and Mr. Reisman looked at each other. They didn't like each other. There was silence. Anna spoke first.
"Would you like to buy some bread, Mr. Roberts?" she said.
"Reisman, my name is Reisman," said the man.
Anna smiled.
"I'm so sorry," she said. "Would you like to buy some homemade bread, Mr. Reisman?"
"It looks delicious," said Mr. Reisman. He was very polite again. "Yes, I'll take some, please. My wife will love it."
"Here you are," said Anna. She put the bread in a bag. Then she said, "You can put it in your briefcase."
"My briefcase," said Mr. Reisman. "I haven't got a briefcase."
"I think you've forgotten it," she said. "I'll go and get it for you."
Anna moved towards the back of the shop. Mr. Reisman stepped in front of her. He held her wrists. He was very strong.
"Listen to me," he said. "I don't want that briefcase. Leave it there."
"All right," said Anna. "Please let me go. You're hurting me."
Mr. Reisman let go of Anna and turned towards the door. He left the shop hurriedly. He hadn't taken his bread with him. Anna watched Mr. Reisman leave. Her hands were still hurting 5 minutes later.
Chapter 12. Anna waits for news. Anna waited for some news about Mr. Reisman. She remembered Greta Gordon. The film star had visited the corner shop. Later there was news about her in a magazine. Mike Bailey had visited the corner shop too. Later there was a lot of news about him on TV. And now Mr. Reisman had visited the corner shop. Anna was waiting for some news about him. All three visitors had been special customers. They had all seen Dave. They had all been in the special orders room. And they had all left something with Dave. Greta Gordon had left her diamond rings. Mike Bailey had left his case. Mr. Reisman had left his briefcase. Anna wanted to find out more about the three special customers. She thought about Mr. Reisman. His case had the letters A-R-I-C-S on it. She understood A-R. But what was I-C-S? Perhaps Mr. Reisman was a businessman and ICS with his company. Anna looked in the newspapers, but she didn't find anything about ICS. She read the magazines. She listened to the radio. She watched TV. But there was nothing about ICS. Anna heard nothing. She saw nothing. Then she had an idea. She decided to go to London and find Arthur Reisman. It was a Friday. Early in the morning, she left a note for Dave. She took the note to the shop. "Dear Dave," it said, "sorry I can't come in today. I'm going to Lydney. I'm buying some things for my wedding. Anna." The note did not tell the truth, but Anna didn't care. Anna took a bus to Lydney and then caught a train to London. She got to Paddington Station at midday.
She got off the train and looked for a telephone box. The telephones were near to the entrance to the station, but the boxes were all full. She stood and waited. Then Anna saw the letters ICS. There they were. They were on a huge advertisement. Anna had found the answer to her problem. International Computer Services, ICS. Perhaps that was Mr. Reisman's company. Soon one of the phone boxes was empty. Anna rang the number, 222-8959.
ICS, can I help you? Said a woman's voice.
Yes, please, said Anna. I want to speak to Mr. Reisman, Mr. Arthur Reisman. I think he works at ICS.
The woman laughed.
Works here? Yes, he does, she said. He's the vice chairman of the company. Wait one moment, please. I'll get his secretary.
Then there was another woman's voice on the phone. Mr. Reisman's secretary, can I help you?
Yes, please, said Anna. I'd like to speak to Mr. Reisman.
Who's calling, please? Said the secretary.
Mr. Reisman doesn't know my name, Anna replied.
Is Mr. Reisman expecting your call? The secretary asked.
No, he isn't, said Anna.
I'm afraid he can't speak to you now, said the secretary. He's at a meeting now, and he's flying to Switzerland in an hour's time.
But I must speak to him for a few minutes, said Anna.
The secretary became annoyed. That's impossible, she said, but I can take a message.
No thanks, said Anna. I'll call again next week. Will Mr. Reisman be back then?
Yes, he will, replied the secretary. Goodbye. And she put the phone down. Anna had found Mr. Reisman's company, but she hadn't spoken to him. Anna spent the afternoon in London. She went to see a film, then she had tea in a small cafe near Paddington Station. Her train left London at 6:30. She bought an evening newspaper and got on the train. Anna was tired, but she felt happy. After a few minutes, she looked at her newspaper. Anna was waiting for some news. There it was, on the front page. Private plane crash near London. 6 dead, all from ICS. 6 people were killed this afternoon in a plane crash at Enfield near London. The plane was flying to Switzerland. The passengers were all from International Computer Services, ICS. Among them was Mr. Alfred Gluck, the chairman of ICS. Mr. Arthur Reisman, vice chairman of ICS, told us, "I'm lucky to be alive. I was at a meeting today. The meeting went on for a long time, and I didn't catch the plane." Mr. Reisman will probably be the new chairman of ICS.